Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo, the deplorables, who come to you each and every week to teach you about truth, justice, and the American way. And today, we're experts on healthcare as well. At any rate, Richard, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine. I'm trying to decide if I want to put my snowblower away for the rest of the year because it was 70 degrees here today. But I think I'll wait because if I do put it away, I'll have a storm. So.
Well, it's just not quite the middle of March and you're in Massachusetts. So I'd say that it would be very optimistic to be putting it away at this juncture. But the sooner it gets really hot in the United States, the sooner this coronavirus will end, or probably end anyway. They don't seem to do real well in heated situations, heated and moist. They like cold and dry. So that's kind of that particular thing. Now, you know what? I have to admit, if we as a nation, all right, let me see how I want to say this. When Trump came into office, his very first thing, he had a meeting with a couple of the generals, and one of the generals just offhand said, "Mr. President, please, no matter what you do, don't start a war." And Trump said, "Well, I'm not planning on starting one, but why not?" And he says, "Because we don't have any ammunition." And Trump says, "What?" He says, "That's right. We don't have ammunitions, planes that work, guns that work. Our entire military has been depleted." So immediately, Trump went about with, you know, a massive bill to, you know, to really restore the military, which he has done. And in a 3-year period, we have the ammunition, we have planes at work, we have everything that we need. Now, I'm saying that just kind of to put that as a placeholder. If we are attacked in any way militarily, we are by far the greatest nation on earth. But coronavirus has shown that we have almost no defense for a biological attack. Now, I'm not saying that this is a biological attack, but there's a distinct possibility that it is. Now, it would be an inadvertent biological attack. And here's my thought, and we're going to talk about this for a few minutes. The Chinese government was being rocked 2 months ago because every weekend Hong Kong was filled with demonstrators, young people, who were, you know, resisting the communist government. And the fear in Beijing was that this defiance of communist rule and of authoritarianism, the nation, thus, what could they do to squelch it? The first thought, of course, is to send in troops. But that may not work real well. You start, you know, killing several hundred young people or thousands, and it's going to make people angry. And that wasn't something that Xi or the rest of the communists in Beijing wanted. If, however, there was a virus, a deadly virus that went out, maybe that would take care of it. Now, that's what happened, and guess what you don't see on weekends in Hong Kong? No demonstrators. Zero. The streets are empty. People are afraid of losing their life. The only trouble with biological warfare is once you release it, you can't contain it. And this may not have actually happened like this. But if that...
But it might have.
Let's just say that it might have. It might have. Let's just say that it did for a minute. Once it gets over, got over here, what happened? Our markets completely haywire, from well over 29,000 to close to 30,000, all the way down to in the 23 and 24,000. That's almost a 20% hit. Now it's going back up some. And but what I think what it shows, demonstrates clearly, is that we are vulnerable to this. And you know, they, you know, the Democrats are just, well, you know, Trump isn't, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing, he can't do it. Well, you know, it's kind of unfair. You know, he's doing everything he knows how to do, and you know, he closed he closed the borders with the Chinese, you know, right, you know, cut off, you know, the airplanes coming in and everything right away. And now the Chinese are saying, you got to open the borders back, you know, the flights back up, but we're not going to produce the test and whatever that they have. Because everything that we do in pharmaceuticals is manufactured in China. So they have us by the you-know-what. This is a serious problem. The Chinese can't attack us militarily and destroy us. It would be suicide for them to do that. But all they need to do is attack with a biological weapon, and then refuse to send either, you know, the antivirals or the testing kits or whatever that's manufactured over there. They have us cornered right now. And I think that this is a problem. Well, I don't think it's a problem. I know it's a problem. This is not good for us.
It is a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. And it's something that, you know, we say all the time, this should not be a political issue. Well, on this one, it most definitely should not be a political issue. The coronavirus does not care whether you are a Democrat or a Republican, communist, Christian, Jew, atheist, Antifa, whatever. It goes after human beings. But then here again, here's just the other part of this. People aren't dropping like flies. You can't buy toilet paper in the grocery stores, sanitizers, or these, or zinc, you know, prophylactically. I mean, we went through that just a couple of days ago. I mean, there's just so much that, you know, and people are terrified. Water, bottled water. If we would start a rumor that I can't think of actually anything that would do it, but you know, that something was going to, you know, prevent this, and it was some kind of product you know, eating blackberries and blueberries because of what's in them keeps, you know, the coronavirus from growing, even if you get it. Well, you wouldn't be able to find them in the grocery stores across America. People would be going in and hoarding this stuff because we don't have anything that's capable of preventing it. And I don't know what the answer is for this, Dick. I really don't. Yeah. Now, you know, they'll get by this time next year. There will be there'll be kits, and you know, and you can get a corona shot, flu shot.
Yeah.
And even if it mutates a little bit, which it probably would, it's easy once you get a vaccine for it to, you know, to mutate the vaccine as well. So we've got 26 people in America that have died. And we've lost $4 to $5 trillion in national wealth. That's a worse investment than what Bloomberg made in running for president, where he literally pissed away $500 to $700 million for nothing. Not even his platform shoes to make him look like normal size help. And the fear and apprehension, the irrationality of it. I'll tell you how irrational it is. Not just here, but worldwide. The nation of Ireland has canceled St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Now, if you take the Irish and have them willingly cancel their national drunk day, I think you can do anything. As we know, the Irish like their toddies.
Well, Boston canceled the St. Patrick's Day parade, which has been going on for God knows how many decades. They canceled it.
I'll bet that Chicago and New York do too. All these places will. This is, you know, they're the Ivy League canceled, you know, their March Madness, you know, the Ivy League basketball tournament. They just canceled the whole thing. Of course, you know, Ivy League, they weren't, you know, they'd be 16th seed anyway and never go anywhere. But just that they're out of fear. In the NBA, they're talking about, you know, playing the games without fans. You know, LeBron James says, "Oh well, we're playing without fans, I'm not going to play."
Well, you know,
I don't blame him on
this. Think,
I don't usually agree with LeBron, but I agree with him on that.
Yeah, but if you think about it, though, all of these things that are being canceled. Not to take the NBA. I mean, they will still get paid, but the ushers, the popcorn sellers, the guys parking the cars, any of the attendants, the security, they won't be there, and none of them will be paid. So it really,
well,
you can say what you want, but it really hurts the little guys a lot.
Well, there's a lot of things that are going to hurt. Now, from what I understand, in China, you know, they had like 80,000 known that, or they admitted to that. Of that, 60,000 are already, you know, past the time of having it, and they're back at work. 3,000 have died. But the new cases today, I think it was something like 19, and yesterday 44. So it's run its course in China, evidently. Now
it's waning.
You know, it's just If it's if that's the case, then you know, I mean, Italy, the whole nation shut down. 60 million people. They say nobody's coming or going. Everything's just stopping because they have such a problem. But it'll you know, maybe last a week or two. Now, this is definitely, with the stock market going down and everything, this is definitely hurting President Trump. I don't know how badly, because, you know, say, well, he's incompetent. He can't do this. He's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I don't think any of that's legitimate, but there's always an audience for it. People that say, yeah, he isn't, you know, somehow he has the capability of stopping a virus.
Don't you think it's that they would take a national tragedy that's going on and politicize it? Absolutely beyond pale to me, you know. And now I read today that, you know, Trump wanted $2.5 billion to fight this, and the Democrats said, oh no, that's way, you know, he's crazy, he needs like $8.5 billion. And I read today that Pelosi and her cronies loaded that $8.5 billion with what they were calling Christmas tree ornaments for things that they wanted to get done. So, once again, it was a scam. Unbelievable.
Christmas ornaments. Well,
that's what they were calling. Yeah.
As old as some of these people are in the Democratic Party, pretty high risk for, you know, and very public. This is, you know, for people that say, you know, that have chronic pulmonary problems or
cancer,
asthma, cancer. These are some really, you know, difficult things, just like the regular flu is.
Well, anything is that, it, you know, can attack your immune system that takes, you know, and lowers your ability to immune things, makes this a lot more susceptible to them. And that's why they say children's immune systems are a lot stronger, and even the kids that catch it, you know, it's to them it's not as bad even as the flu could be.
Well, evidently, there are people that have had it that really have had no symptoms and are over it and never knew they had it because they're you know, so strong. And that makes this a very weak thing. But the fear of it,
it's being blown out of
proportion, so hyped.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's because they, you know, the Democrats see an advantage in this, and so, you know, they've hyped this hysteria, and it's worked. And you know, and if you say, well, this isn't really, you know, this isn't nearly as big a deal as it's being made out to be, then, you know, I mean, you're kind of laughed at and mocked. So it's really kind of a very, very, very difficult little thing that they've got going here. It's not good, not good at all. And, you know, I'm really kind of wondering what's going to happen. Of course, the leading story is that she's, you know, now it, you know, it's in 28 states, that, you know, it was only in 10 days ago, and it's coming. It's going to get you. This, I mean, it might as well be Freddy Krueger as a, you know, as a virus, you know, no matter what, he's going to get you. And, you know, or Final Destination, one of those things, you can't cheat death. And,
yeah.
And all of this seems apparent, but on the other hand, we could be wrong about this. It could end up being extraordinarily serious. It's the waiting for the shoe to drop, China, and, you know, I think that 3,000 deaths, you know, in a nation that has 1.2 billion people is like nothing. Although, the other part of it is, the Chinese have definitely not been forthcoming about anything concerning, you know, the coronavirus. So who knows how bad it is, and who knows how it started, and who knows if the original theory that I put forward is it might have been a way to control what was happening towards this this rebellion in Hong Kong. That was its purpose, was to quell that rebellion. Then it certainly was effective, but it got out of hand, and, you know, because you can't control the virus. I mean, who knows? I could be wrong. I think that when we do a program in May or the 1st of June, that coronavirus will be a thing of the past. It won't be it's something that we talk about.
Yeah.
But right now, we have all these things happening, and it dominates what we're talking about because it's the single most important political event last year and a half minimum. And its impact on us economically has been catastrophic. But that can all change pretty quick, too. You know, this thing just recedes and everything kind of go back to what's been normal. At the same time, you know, the Trump administration had better have some kind of task force to talk, you know, about biological warfare. And, you know, if they say, well, that, you know, they've already done that and da 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 da. Well, they haven't done it well enough, because here we can just see that more serious and being taken more seriously and causing greater disruption than what is happening warrants. I mean, I think you're the one that put it up, because, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, 8 more people than have died from the coronavirus so far in the United States. That pretty much says a great deal, and shows how hungry Jeffrey Dahmer was. Now,
yeah, he always had a good shoulder, you know, roast.
Yes. Now we've got about 5 minutes left, so let's talk a little bit about what's happening with Bernie and Joe. You know, I gotta say, I think that I think Joe's got some kind of dementia problem. I do not think that his behavior is normal. It's normal for somebody that is in the beginnings of Alzheimer's or has early onset dementia or Lewy body dementia, whatever. But it's not normal. You know, Bernie is a year older than him, and you know, Trump's 3-4 years younger. They're sharp as a tack. You may not like Bernie, you may not like Trump, but they are sharp as a tack. I mean, you know, they can, you know, they're there mentally. they have Biden, you know, speaking at a rally for 7 minutes because that's about as long as he can go. Now, personally, I hope that they leave him in there and that this just stays kind of the way it is, because he's going to be easy to defeat. I mean, can you see him on a debate stage with Donald Trump? Trump will eat him alive. Frankly, Trump will have to just kind of dial it back just so that people don't feel sorry for Biden, because he will be so it kind of like running up the score on a poor football team. You can score 50 points, but you know what? You're a horrible human being and coach if you score 80. Because you're just, like, you know, you're just taking advantage of the team that. And, you know, that's and Trump could do that easily with Biden. I mean, Biden.
Well, what about Bernie?
Biden couldn't.
You know, you get on the stage and all you have to say is the difference between capitalism and socialism. And Bernie likes what's happened in Venezuela.
Cuba.
Saying this country should be like Venezuela. Give me a break.
Well, you know, that's a policy position, and we don't agree with it. Most Americans don't. A lot of people do, frankly. Sadly, too many. But that's not the issue. Bernie can defend what he believes because he has the mental ability to articulate his position. Joe is. I don't think there's enough there for him to actually do it anymore. And I know, and he wasn't really that very good at it even when he was on his game. But now I think that there is something wrong. A lot of people think there's something wrong. And the more we see of him, the more that's going to happen. I mean, he's putting out all of these people that are going to, you know, going to be in his cabinet and do this, because it's like if he gets a strong enough roster, it will kind of cover for him being an imbecile. But that's not true.
No.
The president has to be a strong leader. I mean, Obama was a weak lead, terrible. But at least he was, you know, he was capable. I mean, you know, it wasn't like he didn't have the mental faculties.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm terrified as to who – Biden would choose as his number two. I'm not thinking it'd be Hillary, because she would be so hated. It'd be kind of like the last election. But who knows? I mean, he wants Michelle Obama and said so. So, you know, just not good. We're down to just a few seconds. So let me see. Is there anything that you wanted to mention?
Well, they both canceled their rallies tonight in Cleveland. I'm sure that Biden is a lot happier about that than Bernie Sanders is. But I think you're right, though. I think this is one of these things that the media has blown this whole thing out of proportion. When you think about what the flu does every year to this country, to this world, and this little virus. I don't know. I did hear today that one doctor said there was one particular drug that they've tried on some people, and they've been very happy with the results. So there may be an answer to it already. So, hey, you know what? Put your mask on, grin and bear it. That's all. No, man,
Caleb,
you don't need a mask. Just ugly people need the mask.
We're out of time. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.